Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about minimizing injuries in pickleball.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReynolds.com/performance to sign up today. Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. I'm here with some of us from Champion PT and Performance. We're here answering your questions. Anything you guys want to talk about, physical therapy, fitness, sports performance, career advice, pickleball, whatever you want to talk about, we're here answering your questions. Head to MikeReynolds.com. What's that? Yes. Did you just interrupt my intro? You can't interrupt my intro.
I did. No. Do we think that Kevin looks more like Ted Lasso or Where's Waldo? Wow. I want to put that as a Twitter poll.
As long as we're jumping in on Kevin, I think he looks like the Zodiac Killer, and he still hasn't been caught to this day.
If it didn't get out during the intro, I would have forgot it, and I would have been upset with myself later today. So I just want to say, I think it's Where's Waldo.
For those not watching the video, which is 99.9% of you, what is this trend with 20-year-old-ish people with mustaches? I don't understand it. I don't.
Mustache is back.
You know, I know Kevin's 30, but like it's close enough. But like,
fanny pack, mustache, glasses, look, high socks,
right?
It was a joke, but it's getting some good traction, so I'm gonna keep it going for a little while.
Jonah, okay, thank you. Voice of reason, Jonah. Do you think that Kevin looks like Where's Waldo or Ted Lasso or the Zodiac Killer?
I could see either of the first two.
All right, let's proceed.
Let's proceed. Len, podcast.
Len, we're going to skip the student intros. Head to last episode if you'd like to learn who the students
right,
are.
Exactly. We're going to
jump right on in here. What do we got today? Who's up? Tommy G, who's up?
So Trent from Minnesota asks, I'm seeing a lot more pickleball-related injuries and wondering if you and the Champion team have thoughts on a proper warm-up and or prevention strategies.
That's awesome. Pickleball's hot, right? Is this the fastest growing sport?
I'm Brady owner.
I love when people say fastest like growing sport. It just means nobody played it last year. I mean, so percentage wise, it statistically went up, but that's really not that much of a brag, right? The fastest growing sport. But I don't know how many people on this podcast have played pickleball, to be honest. All right, students. What do we got? That's about half of us played pickleball. Tommy G was a little late to vote for some reason. I think he was hesitant to express his playing pickleball. It's a great sport, right? And I can see it. Like I've played it. I've played with people with a variety of different, you know, age groups, right? You know, like you can figure out what I'm saying there. And wow, it's a very like equitable sport, right? Where everyone can just jump in and start playing. It's a pretty neat sport. So I think it's going to get more and more popular as it, both recreation and you're starting to see these leagues. We're starting to see like Top Golf versions of pickleball being built in like Arizona and Florida, where you just have like a sea of pickleball courts with bars, right? Which makes perfect sense, right? Like why wouldn't you? So I think this is pretty cool that we're talking about pickleball. So now Trent said he's seen a bunch of injuries, and I would say the person that plays, you know, a lot of people that play pickleball probably just pick up and start playing. So what can we do to minimize some of these injuries, right? I think that's a really good question. I would say the majority of people don't warm up. The majority of people don't prepare their bodies, right, to play this game today. I don't know. Why don't we start from Jonah's perspective, right? So Jonah, you're, you know, strength and conditioning coach with us here. Like, you know, proper warm up for activities is probably a cornerstone of what you do. What would you say to the recreational athlete that's starting pickleball? What's some things that they should do to get ready to play?
Yeah, I think in terms of the day of that you're playing, getting your heart rate up, getting moving first, and taking yourself through some like just dynamic stretches. I'm sure in pickleball, when you're changing direction and stuff, especially if you're not normally super active, you're going into all sorts of positions and stuff you never normally would. So doing lateral lunges and things like that before, just to get your body moving in different directions, would be huge. The other big one probably is, if you only play once a week, doing something in between those days. I'll let someone else cover what that might be, but anytime you have that once a week activity, I think you're a little more likely to kind of feel those after effects.
I, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I was going to try to like kind of probe for that a little bit here, that sometimes it's what you do in between to kind of prepare for that. Right. And I think that's a pretty neat way of saying it. So, all right, who wants to jump in and start trying to tackle this one? Dan, what do you think? You seem to be a big pickleball fan.
Yeah. I played like 20 something years ago. I actually made my own pickleball paddles. I liked it so much.
Wait, you invented pickleball?
Cause I did. Was the original inventor. Yeah.
Your dog was named Pickle. Isn't that the story? Yes. But anyway, yeah.
I threw a ball, the sport was invented. sports like these scare me for the average person, you know? Because if you think about pickleball, is like, in my mind, it's like a combination of tennis and like ping pong. So it's not as explosive as something like tennis, but it's a lot of fast movements. You have to move quickly, you know? It's kind of like my friends will go and they'll go play like pick up football or something after have not run for 15 or 20 years. I'm like, oh my God, like you're just asking to tear your hamstring. Right. And pickleball, I'm not trying to tell people they shouldn't exercise. Right. It's like my entire business, but I do think that people have to realize that something like pickleball is a lot of fast movements, very agile. I got to imagine the patient population is all over the place. Kevin was talking to me. He'll probably talk about it in a minute, but a lot of like falls in pickleball from folks like trying to move quickly. Right. So I think a huge component of this is like, you have to be fast. You have to move quickly, right? We probably need to have, to Jonah's point earlier, some sort of program leading up to this that has some sort of maybe ladder drills or some sort of, you know, shuffling drills or running drills or something that just gets your lower body prepared for moving very quickly, repeatedly, for however long the game or match is going to be, right?
Right. That's perfect. And you'd actually be surprised at how people are very cement chewed in this sport, right? Where you just kind of stay in place. But those are the people that we beat, right? Those are the people that we, you know, they don't win that round. But I think that's excellent, Dan. And I think that's the right approach that we probably need to talk about here. It's not that warm. It's about, look, you're starting a new sport. You need to work on this, especially as you get older. What do we lose? Strength and power, right? And then all of a sudden you know, strength, power, and you're challenging your balance and all these awkward positions. You're setting yourself up for, you know, some interesting situations. So, Kevin, what do you think? What would you build for a program for these people?
Yeah. So I just want to say quickly, I was looking up some like studies, just trying to find common injuries in pickleball yesterday. And there's no new data really since like the pandemic, but that's what I was talking to Dan about, was I found a study. So it was looking at the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System. So it was between 2001 and 2017. And they found a total of, they're estimating about 20,000 pickleball injuries in that period of time. And something crazy, like 30% of those were fractures and 30% of those were sprains or strains. So I think to Dan's point, it said 88% of the injured population was over the age of 55. So I think since the pandemic, it's gotten more popular in kind of everyone. But I think before, we're seeing a lot of kind of older people playing this. And like you just said, Mike, we're seeing, as we age, a loss in strength and power. So I think it's kind of a thing that we talk about all the time, is you got to be prepared for the demands of your sport. So if, you know, there was some type of program where, like Jonah said, they're doing some dynamic warm-up stuff day of, and then other days we're training what the sport demands. So kind of a full body strengthening program with probably a little bit of emphasis on agility stuff. And I think that will help the person be in the best position possible, you know, on game day.
Yeah, I like it. Len, you have some jazz hands?
I got jazz hands because, I mean, all right, I'm going to admit it. I've never played pickleball. I don't know anything about pickleball. So what are the demands of pickleball? It sounds like you can literally just stand in a box and just wave a Pope racket.
You can, but like I said, like you can.
Even the most offensive way to describe pickleball.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but you're not going to win. I mean, like, it's not going to go well. If
70-year-olds are doing it, it's not like they're like if older people are doing it, aren't they like just standing in place? So it's like, I mean, there's injuries are going to happen. Trust me, they're going to fall. They're going to lose their balance. They're going to have humeral fractures and Achilles ruptures and all that. But I mean, I guess if you're serious, like people younger, 30s, 40s, who are really doing it, you are. It's one on one. You're literally running and cutting and doing stuff like that with pickleball. I've literally never seen a pickleball match. I don't know anything about it.
Good recovery there.
Can we rename it?
Good recovery there. Good recovery, Len. I literally was thinking to myself, is this the first episode we delete and never actually publish, right? Is this the first? this has been the worst episode.
Pickleball, older people, all in one sentence.
If anybody reviews our podcast based on this episode, I urge you to watch the other 320 episodes to get a good baseline of what we have to offer here, because I don't think this is our best. I don't think it's our best showing here. So I'll jump in and answer a little bit of that, Len. But like, yeah, you could. I think that's what's very equitable about, you know, the age demographics of pickleball is like you really like you could be as mobile as you need to be, but you're not going to cover as much ground, right? So the court's a lot smaller, right? So just like anything else, that means it opens it up to people with less mobility, right? So you know, I think that's why it's such a great sport. But you know, I think just getting everybody back on track, like Kevin's statistics, I think tells us everything, right? So, you know, it's an older population just because it's an older population sport. That might change, right? But what we're finding here is a lot of falls, right? Like Dan mentioned, right? There's the number one injury appears to be related to falls, right? So we got lost strength, lost power, loss of balance as we get older. And, you know, everybody wants to try to do like a prevention strategy that's specific for pickleball. It just sounds like to me, you need to get on just a solid generic program. Actually, any vanilla program would probably be amazing for these people just to get a little strength, get a little power, a little balance and coordination back before you play. And that would probably do wonders. And just like everything else, he slants this to them as this is a performance enhancement program, right? And they're going to be the best pickleballers in the world. Is that an appropriate way to say it? So I feel like Lenny's Googling pickleball right now because
my 2023 goal is to play pickleball. My wife works at Lifetime Fitness, and so I am going to. They just got rid of their basketball courts to create pickleball courts. So we have access. I'm going to learn it.
There's no basketball court. All right. Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Great question, Trent. I appreciate it. I feel like we really nailed that one there. But I think to summarize, which we could have done in the first 10 seconds, which is great, is that it's not necessarily that they need a specific prevention program. What they need is something though, right? And it's one of those things where you know, you're going to challenge things of your physical capabilities as you get older a little bit more in this than you probably normally would have. So getting them on a nice generic program a couple other times of the week in addition to pickleball will probably do wonders, right? But I think Kevin had the best lesson of all of us here, right? Is prepare yourself by looking into the sport, you know, unlike Lenny, and trying to determine what the stresses are of the sport. So that way you can relate to your person and build an appropriate program. I think that's the best way to do it. So Trent, great question, team. Great stuff. I think we nailed it this episode. If you have a question like that, or maybe if you don't have a question like that, but if you, anyway, just head to micron.com, click on that podcast link. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to micron.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at micron.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.